I would argue that if God has already given you the message to the point where you could write a book about it, a succinct, engaging, like a step-by-step book, then you are an expert more than you think.
Welcome to the Kingdom Life Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Nilsson, speaker, author, and yes, life coach. This is the place where you will get to anchor your identity in Jesus. Learn how to hear the voice of God and get aligned with His will for your life and get activated into your next bold step of faith. Let's get going. Hello, friends. Megan here. Hey, today's episode is packed with gold. Of course, right? I want to let you know I was recently invited to speak in Melisa Fardnell's Answering the Call to Write Facebook group. Melisa is a darling British friend of mine and the founder of Paper Crown Media, which is a faith-based publishing company that helps women bring their God-given messages into the world. So yes and amen to that. This is for authors or aspiring authors. So if you've ever written a book or felt the nudge to write one and kind of wondered, could this become something more than just a paperback on a shelf, like a coaching program or even a business that transforms lives, you are in the right place today. I am sharing in this interview how I turned my book into a transformational coaching offer and the steps that you could take to do the same. It's real, it's practical, it's faith-filled, of course. And if you want to watch the full video, including the Q&A at the end, just jump on over to my YouTube channel, Megan B. Nilsson, and catch it all over there. So let's dive in. Okay, well, welcome. Am I to assume that everybody in here has already written a book? So maybe you can put in the chat, like if you've published a book, what the book title is or what the main problem it solves. I would love to hear if you are in the midst of writing and dreaming about publishing, like let me know that too. I'd love to orient myself to you all and your messages. While you're doing that, I will introduce myself and kind of tell you why I'm sitting here today and how the Lord kind of shifted my perspective. I am a mom of four. And so we have two biological children. We have two adopted internationally from Ethiopia that we brought home in 2011. And that was truly, in so many words, a journey of the heart. I think anytime somebody says, why did you decide to adopt? The short answer is the Lord. The Lord put it on our hearts. That's a whole other story. And that was the first book that I wrote. So when the kids came home, it was absolutely otherworldly. I felt like I had just been Alice falling through the looking glass and going, what just happened? I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. I'm pretty sure we heard God correctly, but this is very difficult. There's a lot of trauma. There's a lot of brokenness. And now that I'm, 12, 13 years into our family like this and parenting, I just didn't know what I didn't know about trauma and raising kids coming from that kind of background. My kids are absolutely incredible human beings, right? All children are made in the image of God. But I personally, as a mom, was just really thrown upside down. And that felt disorienting. It felt overwhelming. And ultimately, my husband was like, girl, okay, this is not how he said it, but this is what I heard. You got to get yourself together because I'm doing everything I can to help our family kind of keep moving forward and kind of address the trauma in the home. But I can tell that you are really, really depleted. And I think it's time to go see a counselor. So I did. Ultimately went to see a counselor, and she was just the exact voice that I needed in my life. And she basically said, motherhood is not your highest and greatest calling. And I said, that's news to me. That's all I'm doing all day, every day with these four kids. And she said, no, your highest calling is to be a daughter of the King. And you are muscling out your life from the flesh. And you have, again, we're really simplifying this for the purposes of today, but really some deep-rooted just roots of control and image. And my identity was absolutely turned upside down. So I started working at that point in my own spiritual formation, and I wrote my first book. It's called A Beautiful Exchange, Responding to God's Invitation for More. And it was the essence of the book was that the Lord has
if we will surrender our lives, if we will truly say, everything I have is yours, he's saying, I want to come in and exchange your flesh, the things you're holding onto, the agenda that you have for your life. If you give it to me, I will exchange it. I will give you my spirit, and you can walk in those things with me by my spirit and not by your flesh, which brings death, and the spirit brings life. So that was the book that I wrote. And it was, and maybe some of you, when you think about your first book or the book you're working on, it's like, it's the book I couldn't not write. Eventually it was just bubbling up in my soul. And I was like, if I don't sit down in front of a computer and just start typing, I think I'm going to explode. So I wrote the book, I self-published it in 2015. So we're talking 10 years now, and life kind of went on. I published the book before I knew anything about platform or how you should start engaging on social media. Like, anyway, so I've learned a lot since then, for sure. And of course, my friends and family bought the book. This is a great book. You're such a good writer. Thanks. You know, that was that. People would say, would you ever write again? I don't know. Maybe if the Lord gives me an idea. So anyway, so long story short, fast forward to 2020. And the world is shutting down. And I am a Bible study teacher at church. So I'm kind of your dutiful, you know, let's do a Priscilla Shire study or a Beth Moore study or whoever. You insert author, speaker, we're doing their studies. So by the time summer comes, the ladies are saying, you know, we're all stuck at home. What kind of study are we going to do for the summer? We can do something on Zoom. So I'm kind of asking around, has anybody done a good study? Who should I look at? And one of my best friends sat me down and was like, Megan, you have written a book. Why are you not teaching from your own book and your own message? And I was like, what? Like, I wrote the book so I could hand it to you and you could go like in your bathrobe and slippers and go read it. And I'm nowhere near you. Like, I don't know. I just was like, this is your private thing. And if you tell me it was good, or you highlight a quote and you text it to me, I will be so pleased. But I was like, what are you talking about? So I had a very, you know, as they say, come to Jesus moment, where I really felt like the Lord was saying to me, Megan, you're very comfortable propping up everybody else's messages, you know, as a mom, as a helper, as an encourager. That is your comfort zone, is to just shout from the rooftops everything everybody else is doing. But I've given you a powerful message about what it looks like to live by my spirit instead of by the flesh. And you have to decide, like, are you ready to step out of what is your comfort zone and put the spotlight like it is right now on the screen? Like, this is my face. This is my message. This is my voice. And so I decided to do just that. So I remember tentatively saying, okay, I have this book. It's broken up into 12 chapters. Like, what are the themes? How could I do this? How could I make it sort of a 6-week course? And I started inviting women to come to this first study. It was like they barely had to pay for it, by the way. It was like $30 or something. And I said, we're going to do a 6-week study. And I was building the plane as I was flying it. So every week I was like, okay, Monday at 10 o'clock, we're getting on, and I'm going to teach on the next thing and the next thing. So I was just 1 week ahead of them, created a workbook and the whole nine yards. But that to me was like, wait a minute, is there something more here? What is coaching? How could I naturally sort of excavate this from my soul? Because listen, if you've written a book, there is a passion in you to solve a problem. You have overcome something. You know something that somebody else doesn't know, or you know a system of how to get around it faster. And so it really became my first coaching program. And I think one of the things that I've noticed since I've been building from there is that many coaches or counselors speak, like people who are already mentoring and leading, it is natural for them to write a book secondarily, right? Like I've now been coaching, they'll say, or consulting, and I'm hearing this from the people. I think this needs to be addressed in a book. They write the book. There it goes. But the flip side of that coin is there are many of us who write the book first, and we are writers, and maybe many people are introverts, and the comfort zone is in that cozy spot, writing the book, wordsmithing, talking to editors about how could I show this in a more engaging way? Or do you have, that's the fun place. But then you think, coaching, getting myself out there, market, like that's not me. So recently, I just felt like the Lord was saying, how can I come alongside and help and mentor and speak into that? Because it is a different mindset and is a different process, although it can be equally powerful. So that's what I would love to do today, is just bring a few of those things to the forefront. And maybe you're thinking, yeah, I'm the kind of person that I wrote my book, but what could it look like to really mentor men or women? Because you wouldn't have written the book if you didn't have a heart to help people at the deepest level. And we all know, at least I do in my own journey, I can pick up a book and read it, and I will glean some things. I can pick up the Bible and read it, and I will glean some things. But if I'm not connected to the author, if I'm not connected to the one who inspired the scriptures, I'm not going to receive the deepest transformation that I could. And so I just want to put before you that there could be a deeper transformation that you could be bringing people when you yourself are mentoring them because you've walked through it.
Hey everyone, I have a question for you. Does your mind ever feel like a tangled hot mess of what ifs and endless overthinking? You are definitely not alone. That's exactly why I wrote Untangled Faith, How Honest Conversations with God Lead to Deeper Connections, Clarity, and Peace. This book is designed to help you learn how to hear God's voice, because does God speak to his people? If he does speak to his people, what does his voice sound like? And how do you know if what you're hearing when you journal or pray is God's voice or your voice? This book will give you practical tools and guided journaling prompts to help you find peace and direction so that you can hear his voice. Grab your copy of Untangled Faith, along with the companion journal, of course, at Amazon today. It is time to stop overthinking and start trusting that you can hear God's voice and live with spirit-led confidence. Get your copy of Untangled Faith at Amazon today.
So, one thing I do know is that's exciting to think, but then there are these little foxes that try to come in and steal the joy and the passion that you have. So I want to address a few of those today, and then we can kind of chat about maybe what resonates with you. But I think the first glaring pain point is overcoming your doubts about stepping into a role as a coach. And so you've heard my story, that is very much where I was. And you think, I'm a writer, I'm comfortable writing, I'm comfortable letting you read the words on the page without my engagement. And so it can be intimidating to sort of bridge that gap and say, hey, if this message speaks to you, I want to help you. I want to mentor you. Because you might be thinking, who am I to coach somebody? I'm not really formally trained. I'm not a counselor. But I would argue that if God has already given you the message to the point where you could write a book about it, a succinct, engaging, you know, like a step-by-step book, then you are an expert more than you think. And so what could it look like to walk alongside somebody who is, you know, what do they say, 5 or 10 years behind you? Somebody who's kind of like at where you once were in the struggles that you were experiencing to one degree or another, and say, okay, I've got you. Let's mentor you along this. And I think one of the subcategories there is the charging money. So for most of us that are coming out of a church world, it's my story. I didn't charge money for anything. I was volunteering my rear end off. I mean, I was showing up and leading Bible studies and doing all the things. I had this big problem of how can I go from speaking at a Bible study for free, and then all of a sudden sitting behind my computer or sitting at a coffee shop and saying, and now I'm charging money for this thing. That was very, very difficult for me. And so I've done a lot of work in that area, because ultimately I think what the Lord was asking is, and this is something I think you would need to ask yourself, and there's no right or wrong answer, it's just a decision to be made, is this dream, this future mentoring, a ministry? Or is it a business? Because ministry is incredible. Like we should be serving. We should be giving of ourselves as Christians, as believers. That's how Christ oriented his church, is that we love without any expectation in return. That's ministry. That's service. And if that's where your heart is and you think, I want this message to be a ministry, and sure, buy the book for $20 and we will go get coffee and talk about it, that's completely, completely a wonderful decision. However, you can also have the option of business. And when you're running a business, if you're not making any money, it's not a business. It's a hobby or it's a ministry. Again, no right or wrong answers. It's just there's a difference. And I, from day one, just felt very clearly from the Lord that he was saying this, I'm inviting you to start a business. Again, it doesn't have to be like, and now we're raking in thousands of dollars and millions of, like, there's a whole subset of people out there, kind of, you know, you can do your six figure, seven figure thing. If that's your jam, I say go for it. That hasn't been mine. So I've really navigated this world of, okay, it's not a ministry. It is a business, but Lord, in what do you want this business to be? How much would I charge and how would I do this? And I've grown little by little by little. So if you're thinking about starting a coaching or mentoring program, you can start very small amount of money. It does not have to be, and now I've gone from zero to like a $3,000 package. Like that is hard, but there's different steps along the way that you can do. But I would say that would be one thing to ask yourself, is really sitting with the Lord and saying, is this a ministry and a hobby, or is this a business? Those are two different answers. And ultimately, I will argue that when people pay for something, they are invested. You all paid most likely to get your book published, or you've gone to counseling, you've paid to walk into that counseling, you've paid to walk into the doctor. Like when you have money on the line, you are saying, I value this. I am investing in this. And therefore your commitment level is higher and you will receive the transformation. If you've ever hired a health coach, I mean, I can watch YouTube videos all day long about how to eat right. And I'm always like, delete, delete. I already know this. Right? Like eat less fat, eat more plants, fine. But if I hire a health coach and every Monday they're meeting with me and saying, how are you feeling? What are you doing? Step on the scale. I'm like, oh gosh, I'm committed. So I think that's part of the process, that you understand when someone invests in you as their mentor or coach, they are also investing in themselves and saying, this matters to me. This is of high value to me. I will show up. And the transformation will be greater. That's just a fact. So that's something else to consider. I think another pain point that you might come up against is, how would I structure my coaching program? Like I've written the book and it took me, you know, every ounce of energy I had to figure out like chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, like what's the structure of this book? But I think because you have a book, or at least you're working on one, the structure will kind of birth itself. Like, so what I did is I just looked at my book and I was like, okay, high level, what are the themes that I'm taking people through? And for me personally, I just took my book and I was like, first two chapters, what's the main theme? Second two chapters, what's the main theme? And so I had people reading, you know, read your two chapters. I decided to make a teaching video. So I supplemented with some things that I, because, you know, many of us write a book and then year, 2 years, 5 years later, we're like, oh man, I wish I would have put that in the book. Oh my gosh, I have this deeper revelation. So the book is just a piece of it. And then you can teach, you can coach and have Q&A in some of those like trickier areas where you think, oh, this is actually a little more nuanced. I've learned a lot more. And then we would have, you know, group discussion time. So I think because you have a book, the structure piece of it is actually not as difficult as you would think. So you just have to mine your book for the message and the structure that makes sense. So those are some of the main things that I think about. I'm curious. Okay, the last thing I'll say, and then we can kind of open this up for some discussion and some questions, would be considering who's your ideal client. If you've been around the business world at all or social media, you've heard that term, ideal client. So I think what you want to get clear on is, who did you write your book for? Just for example, say it's a woman. For me personally, I was thinking, okay, I'm writing for the woman who's like been a Christian her whole life, or at least thinks she has. And she's wondering why this Christian life isn't working, why she feels like anxious and struggles to find joy and peace. Okay. So who is that person? How can I speak to her and say, hey, are you struggling with anxiety or, you know, lack of fulfillment and frustration and wondering why you've got this Christian life all wrong? Maybe that's your mindset. Well, come alongside, read this book, see what the Lord is bringing you and how I can mentor you. So I think you start to also think about, who is that person that is ready, who has the quote problem that your book and your message solves. So that's really kind of business and marketing 101, is what problem is she experiencing? If you could distill it to its purest form, how does your book address the problem and take her sort of baby step by baby step through a process of transformation, of becoming whole, of learning this new thing? And then what transformation will she receive at the end? If she reads your book and works with you as a coach, what is the promise that you're saying? If you read this, if you work with me, you will be whole, you will be free, you will be educated in this way to, you know, move forward in your life. So I think those are the main things that come to mind, kind of mindset, structure, who am I talking to? And then the business or ministry thing is probably one of the first decisions that you would need to make.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode. You might be wondering, well, now what? Let me offer a few suggestions. Number one, who were you thinking about while you were listening to this episode? If someone crossed your mind because you think this would inspire, challenge, or encourage them, share it right now. Number two, if you think it's worth other people's time to find and listen to this show, please head to Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, rate us and leave a review. It will help people around the world know if it's worth their time to come hang out with us. And number three, if you are ready to get aligned with the voice of God, anchored in your identity in Christ, and activated in your next bold step of faith, head to my website, meganbnilsen.com. You can read about my books, see any courses I'm offering, and most importantly, schedule your free 30-minute curiosity and connection call today. Let's keep this conversation going.